There you are.
Here I am.
And you can hear me this time?
Yeah, which is weird because I have my headphone plugged in, but it's not, it's coming through the speaker.
Every fucking time there's something with this shit.
It's like, I mean, all right, now there it is. Must be a little short in my cord or something.
I've got a big short in my cord at work because one of my coworkers a few months ago comes stomping up to my desk, very peppy, I guess. Hey, Rob, can you help me with this? And I said, sure. God. And we talked about it. And then she said, okay. And she spun around and walked away. And her heel grabbed a hold of all of my cables and drug my laptop off of my desk and dropped it on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
It's like, maybe she needs some ADH medicine.
She needs
very
something.
Dramatic.
She's one of those who talks in the baby girl voice.
Oh, God,
it is so fucking, well, I mean, I'm used to it now, so I don't even notice it, but it's so friggin' annoying.
I cannot stand women that talk in that voice. I'm like, use your real voice.
You are an
beat
adult.
The shit out of you. Yes.
Talk like it.
Yeah, get a good, strong voice.
Reach down and grab your ovaries.
And yank them up through your tonsils. I'm Linnell, and he's my brother from another mother.
I'm Rob, and she's my sister from the same mister. Hello, Linnell.
Hello, Rob. How's your work week been?
And welcome to episode 7. My work week
has
been fine.
Welcome.
You just stepped all over my intro.
Sorry, the baby voice is still pissing me off.
Yes, me as well. The work week has been slow, which is fine. I mean, after the end of the quarter, last week, it's always nice to have a few slow days. I just sit there and look at my computer and watch Facebook reels or YouTube shorts or whatever all fucking day long. I mean, I don't really do that. If any of my coworkers are listening, I don't really do that.
No, I know. This is just what you wish you could do.
What I wish.
On your slow weeks.
Other than toiling away day after day and working hard. Is my video freezing up like yours is?
Yeah. Oh, mine is too. Yeah.
Yeah. Must be internet issues.
Must be. Well, it's so windy here. I don't know about there, but
it's pretty windy. Yeah. Enos has a baseball thing. It's supposed to go from 5 to 7.
Ooh,
and she's been looking
outside?
Forward to it. Yeah, at the ballpark.
Ooh.
And she's been looking forward to it for a month and a half now. She's been talking about it. Oh, and I'll be off work, you know, and all that stuff. And then today she's like, I guess I'm not going to stay long because it's windy and cold. And I'm like, off you go. Off you go.
Bye-bye. Stay at least 45 minutes.
To do our podcast.
The wind will die down. Give it time. I'd like to see the usage on my phone now that I've got such an easy job because I'm on my phone
all the time.
Day. All fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to watch girls and y'all are coming to me wanting stop.
You're wanting me to work while
but
I'm
Thursdays
at work.
Thursdays are so hectic because then I'm doing the billing and that part is fine. But it's like, Sue, bless her heart, she's yelling at these people. And I'm like, do you really care if they live in Franklin County and they're bringing their trash here? Because I don't give a fuck. And she's like, are you sure you live in Franklin County? Are you at your grandma's trash? Is your grandma with you? And I'm like,
do you have something like, with an address cool. on it?
Yeah, and I'm like, Sue, stop being a bitch, you know? It's like, who cares?
It ain't going in your living room. Just let her put the damn
right?
trash down.
Yeah, just let her take it out there to the landfill. Who cares?
That suitcase with a suspiciously human-looking body in it, don't worry about it. Just let him chuck that sucker in there.
And then she's got the heat up to like 75 or higher in this small building. And then she's got the TV on and the TV is older. They probably got it out of the dumpster. I don't know. But the TV's old as fuck. And it sounds like it's got a picture tube in it getting ready to bust. And I'm like, can y'all hear that? And she's like, hear what? I'm like, you don't hear that high pitched noise. And she's like, no.
Well,
and I'm
older.
Like, but I hear this the whole time, plus the TV volume, plus her yelling at people about do they live in the county? Because,
You're gonna
God
have to
forbid, do.
speak up. I got the TV on and I can't hear you.
Yeah, she'll say, what? What? And I'm like,
The
and I'm
goddamn
sitting,
thing.
I'm over there on my computer trying to do the billing. And by this time, I'm almost got a migraine.
Yeah.
And I'm because of all the sounds. And I'm like, I'm about ready to go home. I'm about ready to just fuck it and go home.
Now, do I get to keep all of this in the podcast,
Yeah,
in
you
this
can.
episode?
Yeah,
Okay,
fuck it. I don't
good,
care.
because this is grade A stuff here for
I mean,
me.
it is like a, it's like a bad I Love Lucy sitcom moment with me and her on Thursdays. Tomorrow will be better. It's Friday.
Tomorrow is definitely Friday. Whew.
I'm
Well,
assuming Enos is ready for opening season then.
that starts tomorrow, and that's going to be another cold one.
Because I thought about getting tickets, and then I was like, oh, now the weather's cool. I don't
Yeah,
think I'll wait.
I'd wait until June, July when it's real
Yeah.
hot and miserable.
Yeah. Go that direction.
Sitting there going, I just don't want to stay. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It sure wasn't too hot last Sunday at the Berglund Theater.
The Berglund Center. Yeah.
Berglund Center. I said
Were
theater.
you cold? Well, I guess
It
the ice, but
was
I
a
was
little
bundled
chilly.
up.
I wasn't cold, but I could feel the chill in the air. Even my old bones weren't too
So
affected by it.
you gonna tell everybody what we did?
We went, and this
Tell our
was
four
all
listeners.
on who were there.
You know, you were there.
You remember. But yeah, we went to the Berglund Center for the ice bumper cars.
Yeah.
And this is apparently, they've done it, I don't know how long they've done it, at least a few years, I guess. And it's become a
Yeah.
very popular thing because when did you get the tickets?
I got those tickets like sometime in December. Like I wanted
And
to get us tickets and I thought I could get like, oh, the next weekend.
yeah.
And March was the first opening day for a weekend. Now there was
Yeah.
weekdays, but nobody,
No,
who's,
nobody was going to be taking off work to go do 15
right.
minutes of ice bumper cars.
Exactly.
Which is funny because you were telling me, like a week before, you were saying, man, I wish I'd thought about it, just gotten two sets of tickets so we'd have two 15-minute blocks. But
Yeah.
15 minutes seemed to be about just enough.
It was because really, I ended up having a shoulder issue that week and was dealing with it. And some of those little sandwich slams you and Enos put
Oh,
me in, and I
or
whiplash,
me and Robbie,
or you and Robbie, yeah,
or
or you and Sarah. Yeah. Yeah.
the
And I was like, oh, yeah, 15 minutes is good.
girls.
I'll be great after this.
Yeah. And it was a little frustrating because they said if you push both handles forward, you'll go forward. If you pull both
Yeah.
handles back, you'll go back. But if you
Yeah.
push both handles forward, you're just going to spin around in circles because something, or at least on mine, because something about the wheel wouldn't engage unless I got
Huh.
bumped hard beforehand. So
Right.
if I
See, I
got a
didn't have
good
any
bump,
issues like that.
mine wouldn't go straight. I'd have to kind of feather it and try to work it out to make it go straight. Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. Damn
How'd he get in there?
it. It's a riveting tail. Get it? Riveting.
Yeah, riveting, riveting. But I didn't have any issues. So I had a really good bumper car.
That you didn't
And I
bump
only
anybody
spun in
with.
circles. Yeah, I only spun in circles if I did one forward and one backwards. Then I spun in a circle.
Yeah, mine would spin in circles if I was holding them both forward, and I'd have to just kind of try to feather it. Or when somebody would hit me, I guess it would jar that rudder loose or whatever, and I'd be able to go straight for a
Yeah.
short period of time. And
But
Robbie
it was
kept,
fun. I didn't
yeah,
know what to
oh,
expect.
it
It
was a
was
lot
fun.
of fun. I felt sorry for that poor girl from that other group that came over. I don't know what she was thinking. She just kind of zoomed over to our end and had like that look on her face, and we all just like sharks hitting blood in the
Yeah,
water.
Jessica's like, oh, she don't want to be over here with us.
Oh, you done fucked up now, little girl.
Yeah, come to the other side.
I wouldn't have minded mixing like that, but we
Yeah.
were obviously much rowdier than their group was.
Well, we were because when we first got there and I watched the group before us and it was all like they were just
They were just
floating in a
polite.
pool.
Yeah,
They're
they were
just pulling.
just all
And
polite
I
and
was like,
stuff.
are we not supposed, are they not going to let us bump each other? So I was like getting disappointed. And then when I got in there, We all got on the ice. We were like, fuck it. And they didn't say anything.
That's what they got these rubber baby buggy bumpers for.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to do. We're not nice people.
We're not even nice to each other, and fuck being nice to others.
Right. It was
But
fun. I enjoyed
yeah,
it.
we all had a good time, and then we went over to that little diner
Yeah,
Lou's for late
that
lunch,
was
early
good.
dinner. I tell you what, I'm always a little anxious if Enos and I have been up to a place a couple of times and we really like it, and I'm telling other people, "Oh no, this is really good." I'm always a little bit nervous about what the experience is going to be like. But everybody there liked the food that they got, and we all got
Yeah.
different stuff mostly. So, it wasn't like they have a one-trick pony there or anything.
No, it was all great. Everybody enjoyed it. We'll
Yeah.
have to go there again too.
Oh, definitely want to go there to eat.
So what else is going on?
Well, I did want to talk to you about a coworker.
Oh.
That same coworker that we talked about before, the one who's all get up and go, and he was a temporary employee for a while working in the inventory room, and now he's on full time, and that's good. I'm glad that he got on full time and can get benefits and stuff like that. He's just so annoying. And just in case anybody from work is ever listening to this, I'm just kidding. He's not really that annoying. I had a whole bunch that I wanted to rant about, and now it's just I can't really build up a good head of steam about
You
it. But he. One of the things that annoys me about him is that you can't even thank him for just a little minor thing. I had some things that I needed to take into inventory, and I could have juggled it around and gotten the door, but he saw me and he said, "Oh, let me get that door." Okay, normal thing, right? And I'm
Right.
like, "Oh, okay, thank you." And he goes into this, "Oh, I always like try to help people. That's just the way I guess I was raised different because I was raised to help people if you can." And I'm like, yeah, most of us were.
Right. It's like,
Nothing special about that. Most of us have been
right.
raised to, not all of us do, but most of us were raised to do that.
No,
But
my
he's
dad
like
was like,
that.
what you do is when they want you to hold the door for them, you hold it, and right before they get through it, let it go.
Just
I mean,
slam
you know what I've been saying.
it. He's like that with everything. Yeah. One day, it was one of those days where it was real slow and nothing was going on, right? And Daniel and I were just kind of talking, and Daniel's the manager, and he was kind of trying to strongly hint that even though it wasn't time to go, just go ahead and go. I'm hourly, and Billy is temporary worker, is a contract worker. He was hourly. Daniel's strongly hinting, well, I mean, as long as you've gotten everything done, there really isn't any reason to hang around here, and I'm picking up what he set down, and Billy's just like, "No, I just wouldn't feel right about it." I'm like, "Shut the fuck up, Billy." Just wouldn't feel right about it. It's you're not dealing anything if the boss man is telling you, maybe
Yeah.
not directly, but as
Is he older?
he's right about my age. He's a little older than I am. One of the things that I've always done, and I got it from being in the army, was anytime somebody calls me sir, because in the army, you've got your enlisted and then you've got your officer ranks,
Officer.
right? It was pretty common for younger soldiers to call an NCO sir, just because, you're an authority figure. You've just told me something to do. Yes, sir. And a common thing that NCOs would say was, "Don't call me sir. I work for a living." Just saying, "I'm an NCO. I'm not an officer. I actually
Right.
do some work around this fucking place." Well, I picked that up and I jokingly say that to anybody who calls me sir, especially if they're a little bit older than me and they say sir.
Right.
But usually I know they're just kind of joking around when they say sir, and I'm kind of joking around when I say, "Don't call me sir. I work for a living." It's just all good natured. Well, Billy did that. I was in there, I was getting something. I said, "You need me to do this or that?" And he goes, "Oh, no, that's fine." And I said, "Okay, well, thank you. Yes, sir." And I said, "Hi, don't call me, sir. I work for a living." And he goes, "Well, my daddy worked for 40 years and I called him, sir." And I'm like, "Billy, Jesus Christ, one, I'm not your goddamn daddy."
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Because it ain't me.
It
And two,
ain't
it's a fucking joke. You don't need to get all
Yeah.
serious about it.
Do you think he's still just trying to make some kind of impression
I
of?
don't know.
It's hard saying.
It's hard to say. Every goddamn morning, though, like he's there by 6 o'clock. And I wondered if he really was, but I went in early last week because it was our, really busy week. I went in early and he was already there. So he's probably getting there. He goes in at 6 o'clock so he can leave around 3:30 or so. Candace, who is over him in inventory, she gets in about 8:20, 8:30, something like that. And every damn morning, within 5 minutes after she comes in, He goes waddling up to her office. Hey, Candace, you look lovely this morning. Every damn day.
Every morning.
Every damn morning. And we all went to lunch for one of our coworkers' last day. And while he was sitting there, he and Candace rode with me over there, and we were the first ones there. So I got to get to the end of the table so I wouldn't be the middle of a crowd because I really didn't want to be in the middle of the crowd. Well, he's sitting beside Candace and he goes, Candace, while I'm eating, if my hands get dirty and I reach over and rub your leg to wipe my hand off, you're not going to get mad, are you? And I'm like, what the? What am I witnessing here?
All right, Billy, getting weird.
He was making creepy, suggestive comments like that the whole time.
Really?
And when Daniel showed up, he was making those same kind of creepy, suggestive comments to Daniel, but about Candace. Well, I done told her if I was wiping my hands off on her leg not to get mad, some bullshit like that. I'm just like,
And what's she do?
she just ignoring it, laughing it off, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, it's certainly not my position to say anything because Candace is necessarily the kind who's not going to say shut the fuck up if you overstep your bounds. So if she's not saying anything, I'm like, well, I'm not going to say anything, I guess. I find it highly inappropriate. But he's also the kind of person that if you said it, he'd just be like, oh, I don't mean nothing by it. I'm just not that way. I was raised different, I guess. I'm just not acting that way. To which I would have to think, if you talk that way, then you're that way. You know,
Right.
you don't have that.
This is on you,
If I'm wrong for thinking you're that way because you're talking like you're that way, it's on you. Yeah, and you're the one talking. Oh, I'm just kidding. I would never really do that, but you're really doing it.
And y'all have done a background check on him. Something slipped through on the background check, is what I'm saying.
And he's still every damn morning he'll come by my office. One day he come by there. I didn't really feel like playing guitar, so I was watching a video. And I've got my earplug in my ear while I'm watching the video. And he comes in and he's just standing at the door. Hey, Rob. And I'm like, you know, trying to politely ignoring him. I'm doing something else. You're not playing today? No. I'm sitting right here. I'm watching a video. I'm just using this to learn some stuff. Oh, okay. Well, I like to get by and say hi to everybody. I wouldn't want anybody to think that I was ignoring them. I'm
Oh,
like,
God, not one of
I'd be
the.
good though. I'd be
Yeah.
okay. I'd
I would
be
have been walking to my office door at that moment and shutting it as he was still talking, like,
Oh, hey,
okay.
Billy.
Yeah.
Wave to
Yeah.
him through the glass and
Right.
point at my ear. Can't
Right.
hear
Can't hear anything.
you.
Yeah. Earbuds are
And the
in.
door's closed.
Yeah. I
Anyway.
put my earbuds in today to take a test because every so often IT, I gotta take these security tests, something like I watch a video about malware and hackers and do all this shit. So
Have
here
y'all
it
had
was
to do the
again.
harassment at work videos?
Oh, I had to do that when I first started. And so I'm like, Sue, I'm gonna have my earbuds in because I wanted to be able to hear. And she's like, oh, okay, I'm glad you told me that. And I'm sitting over there and it was gonna take me like an hour to do it. And then when I finally got done, I pulled my earbuds out. I said, well, I'm done with that. She's like, oh, I am so glad. So I could start talking to you again. I was like, let me
I'm
put
going
these
to take
earbuds
another
back
test. I'm going to take another test. It's going to be about six more hours.
Yeah, this one's gonna take me till I go home, okay?
And maybe a good bit of tomorrow.
Bless her heart, though. No, I love her to death.
We had to do a sexual harassment seminar at my old job. And this was right around, it was like when some of the restrictions from COVID were easing up, but not all of them. So we were doing this like essentially the equivalent of a Zoom meeting, and everybody
Yeah.
was connecting to it, but it was a some proprietary software that they had that you could watch it on your computer, but that you could also use your phone to like type in questions and stuff. Question was, if you tell a coworker that her hair smells nice or that her hair looks nice, if you tell a coworker that her hair smells nice, if you tell a coworker that her hair looks nice, is that harassment? And because I knew these were fairly anonymous, I typed in, it depends on where you're looking. And
What did anybody say?
There was a noticeable attempt to ignore it.
Right.
But there was a few people coughing, like, okay, let's see if we can find a real answer.
Wonder they didn't write you up over
I
that. I find it funny though.
think most people do. Listeners, let us know.
Let us know what you think of it. Oh God, no, Jessica will chime in on that
We're just
shit.
kidding, Jess. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. She's a hoot. I did have the girls up for dinner Sunday. I cooked a ham and had Sarah up and Jessica and the third one come up too. I'm just kidding, Megan. It we'll cut that little bit out. I don't want Sarah jumping my ass. I am afraid of that girl. I'm not afraid of Jessica, but
Know,
I
the
am
more
afraid of
we
Sarah.
talk, the more I'm like, I'm gonna leave all of this in
Do
here.
it. I'll be getting a group chat. I'll be like, oh God.
We need
I
to
guess y'all
talk.
saw the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, Rob egged me on. Somehow I'll make it your fault.
Yeah, of course. If it would either be me
Gonna
or
go.
Robbie, and since Robbie isn't on here, it's got to be me.
It's got to, yeah. I'm gonna go back and listen to that again. And you tell me if that wasn't Rob instigating it.
But remember, I have editing control before they get to it, so I can make
True.
him, I can make me just completely silent through the whole
Yeah,
portion of
through the whole
that.
thing.
I didn't say a word, girls. I promise. You can hear.
Yeah, see?
Well, we've actually gotten two episodes uploaded.
And how many people listened?
Oh,
Dozens.
it's got a number in
If it would
the
just get to double digits, I'd be like, yay.
ones. Well, we've got a total download of 57,
What
or we did the other day. Total downloads
does that mean?
all together, every episode, all of the downloads from every episode add up to 57.
That's pretty bad.
Lame,
Oh.
yeah.
I guess I need to go out there and announce it again.
We ain't getting rich off of this so far. Which
So
isn't
far,
why
no.
we're doing it.
No, but it would help.
I mean, it's kind
I
of
want to just get noticed. I don't have to be rich. I want to be
Although
able to like
rich would be
be
good
on the
too.
red carpet for the best podcast of 2024.
We do have three followers.
Oh, Sarah, Jessica, and me.
I
Kidding, I don't want
saw a notification of a name I don't recognize having become a follower. Somebody named Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Maybe it's the one that's going to be on the podcast.
Is that her name? Okay. Hi, Ashley.
She'll be our number one follower and fan and our first guest.
our first authorized
That's what we'll tell her. You have won the
guest.
opportunity for being our number one fan to be our first
And
guest.
the more people you get to follow us, the more people will hear your episode. It
Yeah.
works like that. So,
We got to get
yeah.
some merch.
We got to get some merch. We need to get some more content. I don't mind the shorter episodes that we're doing because it makes it easier to do the editing and
Editing.
stuff, because that's a tedious process there. My least favorite part of the whole endeavor is doing the editing. We'll
Yeah.
pay somebody to do that someday.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping. Any volunteers? Somebody can get us into some connections. We
Yeah.
need a connection. I
How's
thought
it
about
go?
asking my ex-boss to do a logo for us because
Right.
he is an artist. I mean, he's in marketing.
I guess that's all we have for this week.
I guess that's it.
Yeah,
Was that what I was supposed to
that
say? I don't remember.
was fine. That's all we have for you this time.
We want to hear your stories, especially those of you who have siblings you've discovered later in life, like us.
Send email to linnellandrob@gmail.com. That email address will appear in the podcast episode's description, and we'll read all your emails over the air.